Musicians revere pianist Leon Fleischer for his early concerto recordings with conductor George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra in the late 50s. Just listen to this rendition of Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto. But where Beethoven was robbed of his hearing, Fleischer was robbed of his fingers. In the early 60s, he had to cancel a tour after contracting a rare neurological condition called focal dystonia. This debilitating ailment curved and stiffened two fingers of Fleischer's right hand and forced him into early retirement. But over the past 5 years, Fleischer has returned to the two-handed repertoire after breakthrough treatments of Botox and Rolfing muscle therapy. Tomorrow night, Cinemax will broadcast an Oscar-nominated documentary about Fleischer called, appropriately enough, Two Hands. And here now, Tim Riley has a preview of Fleischer's soaring third act.
To most pianists, Leon Fleischer is a heavyweight champ who was sidelined in his prime. His Beethoven and Brahms concerto cycles made him a contender to the crowns worn by both Van Cliburn and Glenn Gould, the young sensations of his era. Many of us thought we'd never get the chance to hear Fleischer record or perform again. Two Hands, the new documentary by Nathaniel Kahn, tells the story of his comeback through Fleischer's own chiseled yet intimate voice, as though he's waking from a bad dream in his late 70s. He remembers a minor injury in the early 1960s, and then, after returning to his practicing, nothing seemed quite the same.
And I noticed that things didn't feel quite right in my right arm. Bit by bit, fifth and fourth finger wanted to just kind of curl under. And this got progressively worse, progressively worse. The gods know where to hit you when they want to hit you.
His career put on hold, Fleischer went into a deep depression. But no matter how many doctors told him he would never play again, he somehow felt as though he just might.
Because it seemed to have come out of the blue. I kept thinking, well, maybe it'll go away out of the blue. And then, you know, after about 2 years came this awareness, this realization that my connection was to music and not just to playing this piano with two hands.
Exiled from the concert career he seemed destined for, Fleischer turned to teaching and then conducting, carving a place for himself in the music world, which earned him the directorship of the Tanglewood Music School and a prestigious class of students at the Peabody Institute of Music in Baltimore. There was even an early comeback in 1982 that didn't pan out. After undergoing tendonitis surgery, the result of clutching his conducting baton too hard, he felt as though his right hand may have healed entirely. He was booked to play the opening concert at the new Meyerhoff Hall in Baltimore. But as the concert approached, Fleischer knew the surgery hadn't fixed his hand.
And I remember being backstage in the dressing room before going out and playing, and just bursting into tears. It would have to be an evening of pretense.
Part of Fleischer's battle with his right-hand fingers was to get medical specialists to diagnose exactly what was going on. His doctor, Daniel Drachman, says it took painstaking patience to find a solution.
Leon has dystonia. We don't know exactly what it is, but it certainly is not the fingers, not the nerves, not the muscles, but it is something within the brain. Somehow the brain has learned to do a wrong thing.
Today, even the fact that I am playing with two hands, I am a dystonic. I have dystonia, and there ain't no way of getting rid of it. Those two fingers still want to curl under. I'm still fighting this neurological message that my brain is sending my muscles to curl under. You know, there's no cure for focal dystonia. It's just that Botox and something like Rolfing for me help deal with the symptoms.
Fleischer's condition constrains his repertoire, but he turns this into a virtue. In 1994, his left-hand recital CD made a lot of two-handers feel jealous. Music America crowned him Instrumentalist of the Year. On his new CD, The Journey, he revisits some of the keyboard's most familiar melodies. Here Fleischer plays Beethoven's Führer Lise, a bagatelle which is commonly used to teach young students. Doesn't sound like a student piece in Fleischer's hands. It's almost too good to be true. Fleischer's playing has deepened, grown more soulful after his years away from the keyboard. He's had so much time to think about his ideal sound that his return lets him satisfy years of itching fingers. There's an immense gratitude in this playing, and an expansive sense of how much the piano can do.
The experiences that I've gone through as a result of all this, the extraordinary joys and pleasures that have come from teaching and through the left-hand literature and through conducting, I don't think I would give those experiences and joys up. If I had it to do over again, I'm not that sure that I would have changed anything.
Leon Fleischer performing Bach's chorale, Sheep May Safely Graze. It's featured in the Cinemax documentary about Fleischer, which airs tomorrow. Here now's Tim Riley writes a classical music page at the RileyRockIndex.com. You can get to it by going to our website, here-now.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.